Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I want to talk to you about a subject that can be super taboo, sex. And no, I'm not going to be giving advice on how to do it or anything like that. I'm definitely not a sex expert or therapist. For you fellow 1980s kids out there, you will remember Dr. Ruth. My sisters and I always got such a kick out of seeing her on TV. She's a sex therapist, and from our perspective, she was this little old lady with glasses and a funny accent talking about forbidden things. We would laugh so hard hearing her talk about sex as we thought it was so naughty. As I was thinking about today's segment, I decided to look up Dr. Ruth of like, what is she doing? Is she still even around? And here are some facts about her that you may find interesting and you might not know. She's actually a Holocaust survivor from Germany and is now 92 years old. And she's 4'7" tall. She had a talk show on TV that she talked about sex on in such a matter of fact way, which back in the 1980s, it was a big deal to hear something like that. It just seemed so unnatural. She was one of a kind. You didn't see it like you do today. But she was on from 1980 to 1990 for an entire decade. But here's the thing. She's still teaching. And yes, she's still giving advice on sex. So it's hilarious. I looked up some of her current videos and she's darling and she gives actually great advice. Anyways, I'm not trying to be Dr. Ruth. So if you want advice, look up Dr. Ruth. She'll give you all kinds of good information on the specifics of sex. But what I am going to talk to you about is more of the energetic and spiritual side of sex. You most likely have never heard some of these things that I'll talk about today because I have never heard them from anyone else. These are things that I have observed over the years of several years of studying relationship dynamics and looking deep into people's lives. So here's the thing. We all have an energy field within us and around us. And I have witnessed so many people get into this web of confusion when it comes to matters of their heart. And it can be so hard to get clarity at that point. So even though I have been inspired to talk to people about this subject on a public platform, I kind of resisted for a while, but then I just decided, you know what? This information is very helpful to understand, and I fully believe that relationships are the fulfillment of our life. And so I decided to just do it today, just talk about it. After guiding several people to find their answers and stand in their power, I'm going to share some really powerful lessons with you today. Okay? Lesson number one. Casual sex with someone is not necessarily harmless. What I mean by this is a lot of people think it's fine to sleep with someone without a commitment and possibly sleep with several people here and there. That's kind of the world we live in today, right? I want to explain something as far as energy goes. When we allow someone into our energetic field, regardless of whether they are attractive, nice, or fun, we are taking on their energy, at least for a bit, especially if we're intimate with them. So let's say you are dating someone who's good looking or beautiful and treat you good. They take you out on nice dates, but they're super sad or angry or in a place of guilt or grief in their life. If you are intimate with this person, their energy will affect you in some way. Or let's say your spouse is an angry person and you have been intimate with them for years and you sleep in the same bed, you are bathing in that vibration of anger, and it is also affecting you on some level. I'm not telling you this to scare you. I tell you this to empower you. Once people begin to understand these things, they are able to get clarity and start to take back their power more and more. Okay, lesson number two. It's really hard to get clarity if you go from one partner to the next without giving yourself a break. I have given certain clients of mine a no-sex diet for 3 months. Okay, I just heard all the men listening curse me. Don't worry, I've never told someone who's in a committed relationship already to stop having sex, okay? But what I found is there's so many people that have been in relationships from the time they're a teenager, and then they just get into the next, to the next, to the next. It's like hot potato of like, as soon as they end a relationship, like who else can they get into a relationship with? They rarely give themselves a moment to get some clarity. So then fast forward to people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and they have a web of confusion of what they even want or why they keep attracting the same person, because they don't give themselves enough time to get some clarity in between those relationships. So this advice is for my single clients who keep attracting the same old unhealthy relationship over and over again. This prescription works wonders to support people in standing strong in their power before they call in that next partner. And this isn't only a prescription of no sex, but no dating at all, okay? Including phone calls on a regular basis with someone. All of it. The key is to clear out what you are focusing on. So if you're constantly focusing on some other person, whether you're talking to them on the phone, you're physically hanging out with them, or you're being intimate, it's important to just shut that communication off and spend some time on you. Okay. I've seen this happen so many times when someone takes a break and instead of running out to find that next person to validate them, they stop. They take a deep breath and focus inward just for a while until they are strong. You wouldn't believe the difference in who they call in when they allow their vibration to finally rise. I often see people attract their forever person when they do this. So this stuff I share, I learned first on my own. When I was single, I had been dating for 5 years. I was at a place where I was so sick of all the shenanigans. I knew that I never wanted to be with anyone that I had met forever. I got to a place where I decided I would rather be alone than date someone that I wasn't really looking for. I decided to not go on one single date for 6 months. At the time, my friends laughed and thought I was joking. After a couple months of no dating, they realized I was serious. The longer I was alone, the more I cleared out my energy field and began to feel stronger, more clear, and powerful. At the time, I had no idea this was what I was doing. I didn't know anything about energy, yet I knew I was getting more and more clear. After only 2 months of standing alone, one night I went to my friend's engagement party, and that night I met the love of my life. I knew immediately we would start dating, and that was 16 years ago. So I gave myself enough clarity to call that new person in. I now know that my husband was at the same place in his life where he was also going, hey, what do I really want in my life? And I'm no longer willing to just date someone just because. Lesson number three. We all have an invisible relationship space in front of us. So I want you to imagine if it's filled with someone there, it's hard for you to call in your match. So this is for people that are not in a committed relationship but want to be, or for those people who are in a relationship, but not with the person they really want to be with. You're who I'm talking to with this. I'll give you some examples. I had a client that had been through a painful, nasty divorce. She was very resentful and full of anger. She wanted to get into this fulfilling, loving relationship, but she kept meeting guys that were disrespecting her. I pointed out to her that although she was divorced, she wasn't available for the guy she really wanted to find her. I explained to her that even though she was legally single and didn't have her ex-husband there in her physical space, it didn't matter. She was holding on to him energetically, and he was dominating her thoughts and feelings. So he was taking up that energetic space of her relationship. Once she made this connection, she was able to stop focusing on her ex so much and change her habits of talking about him with her friends and family, thinking about him and visualizing him. Once she was able to do that, the love of her life walked in, and she hasn't looked back since. So it's really, really magical for us to realize that we have this energetic space in front of us. And the more time, energy that we focus on someone, whether they're there physically or not, we are keeping that person that we really want to call in, we're keeping them from being able to find us. So once we clear that out, we're able to call that match in. Our final lesson today, number 4, I have to touch on this: porn. Yep, I'm going there. Okay. I know we are raised in a society to think that it's normal and that pretty much every man, especially, watches porn. If you pay attention, you will see that the programming runs deep in the entire entertainment world. Is conditioning children from a really young age through songs, movies, and yes, mind you, even children's movies, advertisements, and on and on. Let me just say this one thing. Energy is everything. Whatever the vibration is, also the consciousness is of something, whether it's music, movies, porn, etc. You are plugging into that consciousness. So with that being said, think about what the consciousness of what you are plugging into is. And if it's really low, and especially if it's often, it is affecting you. So here are some key takeaways I want you to remember when it comes to sex and energy fields. Number one, think twice about who you are letting into your energetic space on an intimate level, and whether your partner's energy is healthy, because it's like dumping their emotions on you. Okay. By the way, you can take a bath with sea salt or Epsom salt to clear your energy centers from your body and hit reset. So that really helps. Number two, if you need clarity about relationships, consider going on a sex diet, as well as a dating diet, to raise your vibration and clear out your energy field before you call in that new partner. Number three, if you are in a healthy, committed relationship, intentionally make eye contact when you're making love to really connect with your partner on a deeper level. Sex is meant to be a beautiful way to remember our true essence. Making love to your partner that you trust and can be vulnerable with is a wonderful gift. Okay, my dears, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and had some ahas about sex. Have a fabulous week. Until next time, much love to you. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.